G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Historically, it may be very accurate to say there's been a lack of access to quality leadership development training for people in regional and remote areas. So whether you're in the city or in the country, there is a way that that gap might now be filled. There's a significant online event that happens annually, and it's become easily accessible as a resource for local churches and Christian ministry organizations everywhere. It's called the Global Leadership Summit and is bringing training that has all the potential to be an amazing catalyst for change in your community. Phil Thompson is Executive Director of the Global Leadership Network in Australia. Phil's joining us. Phil, welcome along to 2020.
Hi, Neil. Great to be with you.
Phil, give us your thoughts on the lack of access to quality leadership development training for people who are in regional and remote areas.
Yeah, well, Neil, I do have a heart for regional and remote areas because I grew up living in regional areas. And in fact, after my undergraduate degree, I spent a good 12 years in a regional location and had such a thirst to want to develop myself. And I would find myself always having to travel to the city to do that. So to be able to be in a place now to offer such quality, in fact, world-class resource in this way is just fantastic.
And you do some more traveling fairly extensively too with your wife, who for a lot of our listeners today, they'll know her name, Belle Thompson, one of Australia's premier Christian artists. And you travel quite extensively into country areas with Belle.
Yeah, that's right. We love traveling right across the nation. And again, we get the opportunity to serve in churches of all different sizes and different denominations. And it's just a really special thing to get to do that. Belle would typically play her original music, lead worship, tell the stories behind the songs, and then I preach usually as part of that. And that's pretty special. And one of the wonderful things that we get to do is to have lunch with pastors and get to hear from them about the kinds of things that they're needing in their congregation. And it consistently comes up, gee, if only we had more leaders or more people developing their leadership, that would really serve the church and the wider community. And so it's really neat that now, alongside my wife with our itinerant ministry, I have this role in serving people wanting to grow their leadership right across the nation as well.
I know there'll be listeners who'll be thinking the same way you were reflecting when you wanted to go to a good leadership summit, some sort of a conference. You had to go from country areas into the city, and there was not only the travel time and the expense, but also accommodation and everything that goes along with that. So what you've got with the Global Leadership Summit now is something that actually makes it a lot easier for people in the bush to be able to get some great leadership training.
Yes, that's right, Neil. And really, affordability and accessibility are two things that are just critical when you live in a rural and regional area. And we've tried to address both of those barriers through what we're packaging up this year. And I'd love to share more details about that.
Phil, what about the importance for churches and for Christian ministries investing in leadership development? I mean, this is another leadership development, another word for discipleship, but taking people to a level where they can take responsibility for issues around the gospel and leadership in the kingdom of God. What are your thoughts here for investing in leadership development?
Well, I think it's a biblical principle, and you know, we see evidence of that right throughout Scripture, where someone steps up and takes responsibility and uses their influence to multiply impact. That's exactly what it is. And one of my favorite passages is there when you see Moses in the Old Testament, and you know he's just doing so much. And in the end, Jethro comes and says, "Moses, this isn't good. You know, you need to raise up others to be able to share the load." And we see the impact as Moses goes ahead and implements that advice of raising up others around him. that actually things go so much better and it's so much more effective.
So every church has a key team, you know, whether they're leading various departments or youth or children's ministry, those sorts of areas in church life. And then you've got people who are rising into positions of responsibility as elders in churches and even ministry leaders. Are these the sorts of people who are most appropriate to really be impacted by your Global Leadership Summit?
Most definitely. Further, though, there are others who are serving in the marketplace. And oftentimes, you know, they might get various corporate training and things. But the beauty of the Global Leadership Summit is that it really does retain those core values that would really serve them to be leaders full of integrity. And that's what we're after. And so it would apply to them. In fact, we believe everyone has influence and everyone can grow their influence. So whether you have a position or a title, we believe that you will get something absolutely out of coming to the Global Leadership Summit.
What do you say to people who say, well, a leadership training, a leadership summit, you know, I did one of those years ago. What are your thoughts for the idea of skills that can be taught and they can come to us at whatever training we've been to over the years, but these things need to be revisited and encouraged? What are your thoughts for ongoing leadership training?
Yeah, I don't know about you, Neil, but I find that you know, day to day, I'm constantly doing what I believe God's called me to do. But, you know, you're constantly putting out and you need equally to be able to put back in. So I've heard it described as in order to be a well that others can drink from, you've got to be able to top your well up. And one of the great things about going to the Global Leadership Summit annually, and not just as a one-off thing, is that it creates a rhythm and it creates, we call it fresh, actionable insights and information that you can use right away in your leadership. So it never gets old, and every year I find myself, you know, leaning in and taking in some new content, and we encourage everyone to do the same.
And of course, you can pass around books on leadership, but what's the advantage, Phil, of actually being there either face-to-face in the same auditorium with your speakers or seeing them on a screen at your home church, wherever you might be? What's the difference between reading a book and seeing these people speak?
Well, I certainly love books, and I would say it's a both and. But the beauty of a summit in this respect is that think of it like a buffet. We've got speakers from all different walks of life and all different experiences and from different continents as well. And so they have different perspectives and different insights. And, you know, you might see there's 8-9 speakers at the summit this year. You might say, you know, 2 or 3 maybe aren't your cup of tea, but the others really have something powerful to say to you right where you are. And that's the beauty of the summit, is that many of the speakers people may not have heard of. Others are familiar, more familiar names. And that's what I love, is just the variety and the impact that often someone provides, and I just wasn't expecting it.
So who are the keynotes for this year's Global Leadership Summit?
Well, Craig Rochelle is we call him the champion of the Global Leadership Summit, and many of the listeners will know, have heard of Craig Rochelle. He's the senior pastor of Life Church in the U.S., and so he kind of anchors the summit year upon year. We have a bunch of others this year. We have Malcolm Gladwell, who is a podcaster, an author, a speaker as well. He has incredible insights into various things. I love his observation about life and the way that he can put forward some unique perspectives. We have Juliet Funt, who is CEO and founder of White Space at Work. She talks about the need to have white space and to craft out time to think. And don't we all need that, given the year that we've had? And then a series of others. A.R. Bernard is another senior pastor in New York, actually. So he's had a front row to a lot of the different issues that have been happening there in the United States. And he shares a unique perspective on bridge building. So that's pretty powerful. And then another I'll quickly mention, Neil, is Michelle Pola. She is the founder of an organization called Hello Fears. And she talks about how important it is that we, you know, we we be brave, we face our fears and overcome them. And so it's a really entertaining talk that she has for us this year.
I mentioned in my introduction, the Global Leadership Summit is easily accessible. Doing this online gives you all sorts of flexibility.
That's right. And so historically, in fact, for the last 12, 13 years here in this country, we've been running the Global Leadership Summit out of about 20, 25 host churches across the nation. And again, typically they're in the larger cities. And what would happen is we'd gather many hundreds at each of these 20, 25 host sites. And you would come together, you'd have your networking and such, and then you'd watch the screen for these speakers for the content. Well, now what we've been able to do is rethink that model, given this pandemic situation before us. First and foremost, we have an online version. And so anywhere in the country, you can go and you can watch online, either on Thursday the 18th of November, Saturday the 20th of November. And we have a special discount code for that, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you can watch a full day event there, and then you get 7 days video on demand afterwards for anything that you missed or you want to rewatch. And then secondly, Neil, this really exciting initiative we're calling GLS Local. And what this enables is any group registering 10 or more people can have access to the content to be able to host their own summit experience in their own venue from now right up until the 12th of December.
Okay, GLS Local is a huge development. Any group of 10 or more people hosting a global leadership summit in their own hometown. So if you're a part of a minister's fraternal group where you've got a connection to other churches in town, is this something you're finding that people get the leaders of the town together and do a global leadership summit together?
Yeah, we're so excited to see all different groups are doing this in different ways, Neil. In fact, I know the team there at Vision are actually running a GLS Local, and the way that you're doing it there is watching one session once a week and then session two, week two. And so over 4 weeks, you're watching the content. And then you're obviously gathering to discuss the impact of that and the application within your unique context. Is that right?
That's right, and it's working very well, and the whole team here participating in this year's Global Leadership Summit. Hey, for listeners today, if they want to have a Global Leadership Summit in their own town, there's a discount code, RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, for listeners who are in their local church and want to do something to register for the Global Leadership Summit this year. You mentioned two dates, the 18th or the 20th of November. Getting in quickly to be a part of that, what's the process?
Yeah, simply going onto our website, globalleadership.org.au, that's globalleadership.org.au, and you'll see the links there for GLS 21. And then you can simply click, if you prefer to watch online, again, you can do that by yourself. Neil, you can do that in your pajamas. You can watch it there. You don't have to travel anywhere. And again, because it's online, it's so much cheaper than usual. And then the other option is GLS Local. So it's simply about gathering others. And it might be just within your local church. You want to gather your eldership. You want to gather a couple of key leaders or emerging leaders. You want to gather together and watch that and discuss the content together. We have a fantastic interactive notebook. It's a digital version, or you can print that out. And so that's fantastic. It's got some great follow-up questions and other resources there. And like I say, you can make that a one-day event, you can make it two half-day events, or you can spread it out just like the crew there at Vision are doing and drip-feed it over the course of 4 weeks.
Well, let me point listeners to that website to connect with Global Leadership Summit. It's globalleadership.org.au. globalleadership.org.au. Phil Thompson is Executive Director of the Global Leadership Network in Australia. Phil, thanks so much for updating us today on 2020.
Thanks, Neil. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.